Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 10. And Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aharon, each took his fire holder and put fire in it, and put incense on it, and brought strange fire before Yahuwah, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from Yahuwah and consumed them, and they died before Yahuwah. Then Moshe said to Aharon,
"This is what Yahuwah spoke, saying, by those who come near me, let me be Kodesh, and before all the people, let me be esteemed."
And Aharon was silent. And Moshe called to Mishael and to Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aharon, and said to them,
"Come near, take your brothers from before the Kodesh place, out of the camp."
So they came near and took them by their long shirts out of the camp, as Moshe had said. And Moshe said to Aharon, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons,
"Do not unbind your heads, nor tear your garments, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the people. But let your brothers, all the house of Yisrael, bewail the burning which Yahuwah has kindled. And do not go out from the door of the tent of appointment, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahuwah is upon you."
And they did according to the word of Moshe. And Yahuwah spoke to Aharon, saying,
"Do not drink wine or strong drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tent of appointment, lest you die. A law forever throughout your generations, so as to make a distinction between the Kodesh and the profane, and between the unclean and the clean, and to teach the children of Israel all the laws which Yahuwah has spoken to them by the hand of Moshe."
And Moshe spoke to Aharon and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, who were left.
"Take the grain offering that is left over from the offerings made by fire to Yahuwah, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most Kodesh. And you shall eat it in a Kodesh place, because it is yours by law, and your sons by law, of the offerings made by fire to Yahuwah. For so I have been commanded. And the breast of the wave offering, and the thigh of the contribution you eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they are yours by law, and your sons by law, which are given from the slaughterings of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The thigh of the contribution and the breast of the wave offering they bring with the offerings of fat made by fire, to bring as a wave offering before Yahuwah. And it shall be yours and your sons with you as a law forever, as Yahuwah has commanded."
And Moshe diligently looked for the goat of the sin offering and saw it was burned up. And he was wroth with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aharon, who were left, saying,
"Why have you not eaten the sin offering in a Kodesh place, since it is most Kodesh, and Elohim has given it to you to bear the wickedness of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahuwah? See, its blood was not brought inside the Kodesh place. You should have eaten it without fail in a Kodesh place, as I have commanded."
And Aharon said to Moshe,
"See, today they have brought their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahuwah, and these have come upon me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been right in the eyes of Yahuwah?"
And when Moshe heard that, it was good in his eyes.